Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moab Daily Power of Call. Great to be with you on a Wednesday morning, middle of another big week here in the Moab community. And grateful as always to be with you, I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. It is always a privilege and an honor and a great deal of fun. Thank you so much for being a part of my week. I'm grateful to be a part of yours. I want to talk to you today about something that is, I think, a misunderstood truth of life. It's just a fact of life, and it's especially a fact of business. As entrepreneurs, we have to embrace the fact that failure is part of the game. Now, I know that's not beautiful. I know it's not sexy. I know it's not what all the motivational gurus want to shove down your throat, but I'm going to kind of reason with you, level with you here as your friend. Statistically speaking, it's going to happen, and it's probably going to happen more than success. And if you think about it, that's just the way it is. There's that old saying, you've probably heard it 1,000 times, that Thomas Edison went through 10,000 iterations of the light bulb before he finally got it right. 10,000 to 1. Now, I'm not sure whether or not that is factually accurate. I'm not sure if those are the actual numbers, but let's suffice it to say, the man failed more than he succeeded. Was it worth it? Statistically speaking, you failed more than you succeeded when it came to learning how to walk. You only had to learn how to walk once, right? You got it right, and then after that, you were off to the races. And even then, after you learned how to walk, it wasn't like you never stumbled. In fact, I would venture to guess that even in your adulthood, you have stumbled more than once, physically, like literally, tripped over your own feet, tripped over a piece of furniture, you've stumbled. But yet, you don't stop walking. And we never say to a toddler as they're learning how to walk, you know what, this isn't for you. You just give up now. And yet, people will do that with something even as important as their business. They'll have a couple of setbacks, like a handful, 5 or 6 or 7 or even 10, maybe even 20, maybe even 100 setbacks. And they'll be like, you know what, it's not worth it. It's not happening for me. Failure also gets glorified. Now, this is the part that I have to sort of come right forth and tell you I think it's ridiculous. We can overdo it. Failure gets glorified to a point of that sappy sweetness, right? Attention whores promote themselves on how hard they're working. And they talk about how every gaffe they've made is so, like, they've survived this thing. And then, of course, people come in and they give them that attention they're looking for. Oh, you're so brave. You're so courageous. And I think part of it is cathartic for the person that's giving the praise. They see this person fail and stumble and then go public with it, and part of them feels like, oh, man, you know, it makes it okay to fail. All the while, this is part of the formula. Failure is part of the formula. So it's not something we should fear, and I don't necessarily it's something we should adore. We shouldn't overpromote it. Every gaffe doesn't need to be shared. It doesn't make you brave to go out on social media and say, hey, you know, I screwed up, so that everybody can tell you to stick in there. I'm not necessarily saying that either. Here's the thing that I want you to take away from this. You are supposed to fail. It's supposed to happen. It makes you stronger. It makes you better. It makes you wiser. Failure is the qualification process for success. Think about that. You can write that down. Failure is the qualification process for success. I've been talking a lot about failure this month in my monthly mentorship program called Mach 1 Mastery. That's been the topic this month. Each month I attack a new topic, do 4 audios, MP3 audios that I email to my subscribers, along with a video, and then a tip sheet, a little bit of worksheet they can use to implement what they learn. And we've been talking about failure. We've been talking about not just the statistic probability of it, but the necessity of failure and how to use failure as leverage to move forward. Now, you've heard me say this many times. It's something that I've shared with a lot of people. That there's really only 2 ways to fail. We're going to talk about those today. If failure is a qualification process for success, then how come so many people aren't willing to go through that process? Why is that? They only want to see the end result. That's what we celebrate. We see the spoils of victory, but we don't realize all the process that we had to go through, that journey. We take a look at somebody and we look at their success and we think, man, look at, they just seem effortless. They seem to show up every day. They seem like everything they touch turns to gold. They must be King Midas, right? Or Queen Midas, depending on their gender. And yet, all the time, all the while, we fail to see how many times they failed, how many times they tripped, how many times they stumbled, how many times they flat out fell square flat on their face. The truth is that we truly only fail when we quit or when we don't get started in the first place. Those are the only two ways you can authentically fail, is if you quit, if you give up, if you say, you know what, enough is enough, before you give yourself a chance or even right before the finish line. It happens. People will sometimes quit two steps into the marathon. Success is a full contact sport. It's a team sport. It's also a marathon. It's an endurance sport. You got to be willing to hang in there. And so many times people start running. They get around the first block of that journey on that marathon and go, you know what? I don't see the finish line. It's hard. And they quit. Or they say, you know what? I'm going to quit. I see the finish line, but I've given so much energy to this. How much more can I hang in here? I've put so much time, energy, money into this. It's just not worth it. And they quit 5 feet from the damn finish line. That's the first way to quit. The first way to fail is to quit. The second way to fail is to never get started in the first place. They'll look at all the advertisements. They'll look at the shiny, glossy flyers and the promotions and say, man, it looks so great. I would love to run my own marathon, metaphorically speaking, of course, in business, in life, whatever their success is. I'd love to lose the weight. I'd love to have the awesome relationship. I'd love to build that business. I'd love to have the dream house, the dream car. I'd love to have the lifestyle. But you know what? It looks expensive. It looks hard. I heard that so many people fail at this. But they don't even look at why people fail. They don't even ask themselves, maybe I'm different than them. Maybe I have the capacity to live through the insults. Maybe I have the capacity to sustain the barbs and arrows that fly at me every single day as an achiever that pushes for better and better and better. Quitting is the worst. You know, you were given gifts, and when you quit, you literally throw those gifts away. You throw that opportunity. Sometimes the opportunities that come into us, they're not exactly convenient, right? Have you ever had this where somebody presents an opportunity to you and you think to yourself, man, if you'd only come at me sooner, or maybe someday, can you come back and give this to me when the timing's better, when the money's more in place, when I have more time? Ever had that experience? Opportunities come when opportunities are supposed to show up. It doesn't mean necessarily you have to take every opportunity, by the way. But if we look at it and we want opportunity to fit for us, in other words, we want the world to kind of create and foster, you know, the perfect relationship for us or the perfect opportunity or the perfect income, whatever the thing is. If we're looking for the world to feed it to us, then we got the wrong mindset. We have to look at opportunity not as being inconvenient or convenient, but being what it is. It's sitting right there. Doesn't mean you have to take it necessarily. But if you want it bad enough, in that moment that you want it, you have to start figuring out a way to get there. What about talent? What about vision? You know, talent and vision are very exciting because they're so unique to each and every single one of us. You have your own unique set of talents. You believe that, right? Your own unique set of talents. Now, those talents may be similar to other people's. For instance, you may have an extreme talent for writing. You may be awesome at writing, and there may be some great authors out there that you look to and go, man, I would love to write that well. But we start to compare ourselves to other people based on where they are in their journey, not where we are in ours. We start to compare ourselves to them saying, oh, well, look at that best-selling author. Who am I? You are unique. You have a talent for writing. It doesn't mean that your talent measures up to theirs yet because they probably have more miles on the odometer. And maybe your talent supersedes theirs. Maybe your talent's better than theirs and they have better results. That's the other part that can get really bad. We start undervaluing our talent. We say, well, I'm so much more talented than them, but I'm broke. Right? They have much more, they have bigger results. They have a much more higher quality lifestyle than I do. What's wrong with me? We start looking in the mirror and pointing the finger and saying, what's wrong with this picture? There's nothing wrong with the picture. It's just that we haven't calibrated the timeline yet. It might take you longer. You know, somebody tells you, hey, in 30 days, you're going to get this end result. Well, what if it took 90? Would it still be worth it? What if it took a year and 30 days? Would it still be worth it if you got the same result you wanted? Or maybe the result was 10 times better than the one you thought you were going to get. Would it be worth waiting 10 times longer for it? Many people would say no. Quitting is probably the worst failure in the world. We quit when we have everything in front of us, the opportunities, the talent, the vision to, listen, if you have a vision for better, that's a gift. Because there's plenty of people out there who have resigned to the fact that they're going to live life as it is right now, and they don't like that. They don't like the life they've resigned to. They've literally thrown in the towel and given up on life, and to them, it's okay. Now, listen, they may wrap it in a pretty package. They may take that package and put it in the most beautiful bow, put it in the most beautiful wrapping paper, and call it a gift. That, you know what? My gift is this. I'm totally content in life. I'm fine being broke. I'm fine being fat and unhealthy. I'm fine with having spoiled, rotten children in a relationship that sucks. I'm cool with that because that's the best I can do. They've resigned to that mediocrity. But if you have a vision for better, if you're looking around at that same reality and go, this is not good enough, I deserve better and I'm going to create better, then you have to see that as a true gift. Do not quit on that, because that would be true failure. Let everybody else live a life of failure or mediocrity. And I'm not judging. By any means, I'm not judging. But they're the same people that complain about their lot in life and won't do anything about it. That, to me, is failure. If you have a lot in life that isn't exactly awesome, but you're grateful for it, and you say, hey, listen, I worked hard just to get here, then I think that's beautiful. If somebody is barely scraping by, but they're happy, they're fulfilled, and they say to themselves, this is as good as I need it to be, and I'm grateful for what I have, then to me, I don't think there's any problem with that. That's victory. That's success. But if you've got a grander vision for yourself, and that vision doesn't match up with your reality, and you say to yourself, I know I'm capable of more, I know I have a potential that can take me higher than this, and you don't say yes to that, you just sort of accept what you've got, then that to me is throwing in the towel. Would you agree? You got to be careful for that. And to quit because there's a little pain, a little discomfort, there's a little bit of fear. Maybe there's a lot of pain. Maybe there's a lot of discomfort. Maybe there's a lot of fear. And to quit because of that, that's sad. Let's talk about failing to launch. Failure to launch is the ultimate sadness. You know why? Because it's the abortion of the dream. It's killing it before it has a chance to breathe and to grow and to become something. It's that denial of the gift, and it's almost all ego. We can justify through whatever proclamation, chest pounding, bravado, we can proclaim through anything. Oh, it's a scam. Oh, this guy or this woman is whatever. We'll point fingers at other people, but we'll never look inside. So we'll say, you know what, I'm not doing this. And we'll defend it. We'll allow our ego to eclipse reality. We will allow our ego to stand in the way of us doing what we deep down inside are so afraid to do, but know we must. That, to me, is the biggest failure of all. It's not so much quitting, because at least with quitting, you gave it a shot. At least there was some moment of courage in a person who started and then quit. But to never get started in the first place, to turn your back and make excuses and say it's not going to happen for me because, oh, this, that, and the other thing, and we start creating, making something else to be bad so that we can elevate ourselves, that to me is the ultimate failure in life. That's where we take that newborn beautiful thing called a dream and smash it on the ground and stomp on it with our boots of fear, the boots of ego. Is it really worth that? The only way to truly fail in life is to quit or to never get started in the first place. So what's holding you back? Fear is understandable, my friend. But the difference between excellence and mediocrity is those who choose excellence are the ones who are willing to admit that they're scared, that it may not work out, that there is that possibility that it could fail, but they lean into it anyway. They lean into that fear. They feel the discomfort. They feel the pain. They feel the rub. They feel the bleed. And they endure it anyway. That's the difference between excellence and mediocrity. Don't ever deny yourself the gift of growth. Don't ever deny yourself the gift of success that always lies just on the other side of the qualification process that we call fear, pain. Failure is that qualification process for success, but not the failure that we endure, that we put upon ourselves. Failure, talking about that part where we have to trip, where we have to stumble, where we have to look foolish at times, where it doesn't work out, at least not the first time, where we have to show up and we have to figure out newer iterations, plan B, plan C, plan D, plan Z if we have to have it, plan Z 2.0, 3.0, and so on, where we never relent. Sometimes you got to go through that entire painful process of getting your teeth kicked in, getting your ribs cracked, getting your butt kicked, getting your hair pulled out. Sometimes it hurts, sometimes it sucks, sometimes it's frightening, sometimes it seems like it's never going to end. But just like success, failure and setback also has its end point. Everything is finite, my friends. Everything. Everything begins and ends at some point. If you're going through a tough time, if you're going through a frightening time, if you're going through that moment of self-doubt, write it out. If you're going through that point of pain, get out of your brain. Instead of thinking about it, get out of your mind and get into action. Do what you know you must do. The truth about failure is this. It's part of the process when you think about the setbacks, the resistance that we feel. The part where we look at something, we think it's going to start, we start off, we think it's going to work out great, and it doesn't work out the way we want it to. That is sometimes part of that process. It just is. The only way to truly fail in life is to understand that failure comes from either quitting or not starting in the first place. If you find yourself in either one of those categories, you still have a choice to make. The choice, of course, is if you decided to throw the towel in, is to get back off the mat, get back up on your feet and start swinging, get back in the fight. And then if the choice that you made was to never get started again, maybe it's time to look in the mirror and ask yourself what's more important, to defend yourself or to uplift yourself, to empower yourself, to say yes to your dream. That's a choice you get to make right now today. It's up to you. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in your dream. You have to know that the things that you endure along the journey are smaller than you. You are bigger than any kind of a challenge, any kind of a setback, any kind of an insult, any kind of a blowback that you get from another person, disapproving look or disapproving word. All of that stuff pales in comparison to the victory that you feel when you say yes to your dream and you follow through in the face of all adversity and obstructions. To your journey, to your path. Step up to your dream. Believe in yourself and realize the only two ways to fail are to quit or to never get started in the first place, which means the best way to succeed is to say yes, to take action, and to take that first step. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moog Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.